Kenneth New, Reel 3. So, across the Rhine into Germany.
Yeah, and past that one. There was quite a bit of sort of one thing and another going on at the time. And, you know, eventually, obviously, we moved forward to where we had to go. And then I don't know, the rest is going to be sort of bits and pieces, really. It was just after that I was made up I was Lance Corporal one day, and the following week I was a full corporal. So and then sort of various sort of battles happened. I can't think of anything. Well, there were several things, but they don't necessarily come in together, I don't think.
So where were you on VJ Day? VE Day,
I beg your pardon. VE Day in Hamburg.
In Hamburg.
Yeah. Our final objective was Hamburg, and that's where we stayed. We were in I suppose when VE Day came, we were in a block of flats. Like these down here.
Mm. Can you remember entering them?
Yes. It was one of the... I know it was a German city and all this, but it was one of the sorriest sites, really, because you would go down a road for a few yards, you would turn right. What they'd done, obviously, because of the bombing, they had to clear spaces, you know, wherever they could. And sort of going right through, it was really bad. They say things in England were bad, but some of the German towns suffered inside more than most of the English ones. I know they started it and all the rest of it, but I'm just saying from that point of view.
What effect did it have on you as a British soldier suddenly seeing this amount of destruction that you'd meted out?
I don't know.
Did it shock you?
I think it shocked us all, I think, but I don't know that we, it just seemed so long to get from one place to another because of the way it was.
How long had the British been in Hamburg when you got there?
Oh no, we took it.
We actually took it,
we took it, but we didn't take it from then, if you know what I mean. You know, the thing was more or less over, if you like. We didn't take it as an attack, if you like. We just went into there.
What did you see of German civilians and German military there?
We saw a few of them, but I mean, we weren't allowed to talk to them. That was against all instructions. And obviously, you know, just got on and did what we, you know. So, I don't remember all that much about it, really. I remember being there and being in this block of flats and one thing or another.
How
and
comfortable
doing it.
Was it?
Oh, it was reasonably comfortable. I mean, a block of flats, you know, and we'd been living in, you know, muck and all the rest of it. it was quite different, but I can't remember how long we stayed there. It couldn't have been that long, because then we went down to near Düsseldorf on the Rhine. And we would... What happened? Can't remember the name of the place. We hadn't been there very long, because, as you said earlier, about the war being finished. And then because of my rank and my age, that I had quite a long time to do, with 37 others, I was sent back to the 2nd Battalion, which was 6th Airborne, and we went to... Well, the idea of going back was to join 6th Airborne, to as we understood it, to do an airborne landing on Japan. That was the idea. But, of course, as you know, August came and the war finished, and we finished up in Palestine.
Right. So when you went to join the 2nd Battalion, where was that
at? At Salisbury.
Salisbury, right.
At Bulford Camp, actually.
what date would you have joined them, roughly? Or the month or the year?
Well, it would have been, because the war finished in August, so it would have been probably the beginning of August, I should think.
Right. And then, obviously, you didn't get sent to Japan.
So. I didn't go, no. I finished up with the advance. Well, because advance Marta had already gone to India from the airborne, and I'd say the units were being made up to go, we then, my platoon actually went to Palestine as advance party.
Right. So which platoon were you in?
I was in the mortars by then. You know, train for it for the war, and then.
And this was 2nd Battalion. 6th
Second,
Airborne.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Okay. 50. And you went to Palestine.
Yeah.
Right. So where did you? How did you get there? You flew.
No. No, you no boat. Boat. Boat.
Okay. Do you remember the name of the boat?
No.
Right. Where did you land?
At Haifa.
Uh-huh. Yeah. What did you know about what you had to do there?
Nothing.
What was going on?
Nothing. At the time we got there, we didn't. Well, it had all finished, hadn't it, when the war started, if you like, in Palestine. Mm. As far as we were concerned, well, I mean, it was all sort of fairly normal. We didn't know about, you know, what had been happening lately. Well, that was happening then. But, I mean, things at that time were fairly straightforward. But, you know, things changed while we were there.
Right. So where were you garrisoned?
First at Haifa. I can't remember. We went down to... We were in Jerusalem for a time. And there was a couple of other camps I can't remember the names of.
Mm. What role were you playing? What were you there to do?
Well, I was a mortar NCO. Mm. So, I mean... just normal sort of duties, but occasionally if there'd been any trouble, you know, the battalion go out and surround the village or whatever, kibbutz as they are known, and you know, try and get all the men out and things like that.
Mm. How did you feel about dealing with civilians?
It was doing another job, basically.
Did you see it as a peacekeeping role, or as sort of?
I don't. It's difficult to say. I think now, I suppose in a way, we'd all been in armed service, we'd all done that sort of thing. So doing this was a similar sort of thing.
Mm. What was your attitude to being sent abroad again? I mean, were you all dismayed or pleased?
Oh, I don't think so. And, you know, we knew something had to happen, so... Mm. No, not at all worried by it, really.
What was life like there? And did you enjoy it?
It was quite different. I mean, it was a bit warmer there than it was in the Ardennes. it wasn't too bad, generally. Got around, managed. But of course, it's only sort of years later you realise that we're just outside of Jerusalem, and you sort of realise afterwards, yeah, but I never went to saw this, that, and the other. I did see where they have all the religious, the Wailing Wall, did see that a few times. Did go out to Bethlehem once. But that was on a map reading course. It wasn't anything to do with, you know. And then it's only sort of later you realise all these things that you missed, because you weren't particularly interested at that time, if you like.
You were now a corporal.
Yes. Yeah.
Still doing a runner then.
Oh no. No, it was a different.
You were in charge of
half a dozen blokes. So,
yeah.
You know, with the mortar. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So. Working much more as a sort of team than you were when you were... Did you enjoy that?
Yeah, it was all right. Different.
So, how long were you in Palestine?
We went there in, what would be that, maybe September beginning of September, I suppose, 45 till I came home in June, or came back to England in June 47.
And that was to be demobbed, was it?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you'd seen a lot of the world. What did you feel about being demobbed?
I know, just get it over with, sort of thing. Just get back to something normal, if you like.
Did they ask you to stay on?
No.
Did you want to stay on?
No. There was a time during the war when I would have stayed on, but that was only to get, with my brother-in-law, who was in the same lot as us up in Kent. And I did try and get up with him, but it didn't work, so, didn't bother after that.
So, where did you go to be demobbed?
Aldershot.
Uh-huh. What was that experience like?
Just a question of going in and, getting rid of stuff and getting new stuff and that sort of thing. And, of course, it's say it was in 5 minutes of home, or half an hour of home.
Yes, because that helps, Did anyone say goodbye or thank you?
I don't think so. I took one bloke home with me that, had come back with me. And he stayed with us the one night and then went off home. I never heard any more of him, funnily enough.
Lasting impressions did your time in the army make on you? That's affected the rest of your life?
I suppose it has, because I'm still I joined the TA when we first came to Plymouth in 1950. I was in that for a couple of years, then I joined up again for 3 years, and then I came back again, and then I joined up the TA again. So, I've always been sort of associated, if you like, with the army. And I'm still with the Devon Old Comrades now, I'm still part of the Ox and Bucks mine, but I've got my badge here somewhere.
Yeah. somewhere. So when you were demobbed, what did you go and do for a job?
I worked in a hotel at Frimley, which is just the other way from Camberley, just down the road. Well, we got married from there in 49, and Kay comes from Cornwall, and her brother was living in Plymouth, and he managed to get something down here, and we came down here, and I've been here ever since, really.
And what work did you do for the rest of your time?
I started off with clothing people, what they called him. Birkitex had a factory in Plymouth. That didn't last very long. Then I went down Simmons for a time. And after I came back, after that other 3 years, I went down to Bowyer's. Well, it wasn't Bowyer's then, but Bowyer's, Wiltshire, sausages and pies. And I stayed with them then till I came out.
Right, in a factory.
I was I started off on the shop floor, obviously, but I was finished up as quality control supervisor in the last several years.
Do you think your service when you went back in 52, you went back as a regular or?
Yeah.
Yes. Right. Why?
I don't know. Things weren't working out at home properly, I don't know. I thought well. But after that, we got back together and everything's all right.
Well,
so, 51 years, so it's not bad.
When you went back in 52, was that very different?
Well, everything was beginning to change. Unfortunately, I think in a lot of ways. I mean, there are ways when I think a smack round the is all right, and other times when it's not all right. But it's got to the stage, I feel, where you're not allowed to do anything to anybody, if you know what I mean. And I think it's gone too far, because
And had that come in the army in 52? It was starting to come in.
Right. It was starting. But I don't think... It's all right to talk about the younger generation and the... I think the soldiers that I've seen and read about now are doing just as good a job as we were doing. Mm. Mm.
And I suppose you were in with some conscripts, were you?
Well, there were all sorts. Right. There were all sorts of people.
Yeah. It was just a different sort of place, wasn't
yeah.
it?
Then? Yeah. Yeah. Mm. Oh, yes, I think, you know, and again, now it tends to be a 9-to-5 army, if you like, whereas then, I mean, it was 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, etc. But I think, you know, what they do when they have to do, I think they do it well. You know.
What do you miss about not being in the army now, as it were?
Difficult to say, isn't it, really? Because I belong to this association and I'm our local treasurer and I've got, you know, things to do from that, you know, you've still got friends from army that it doesn't seem to me that, I don't know about army ones, but even the army today, they don't seem to have the lasting friendship that we had. You know, they don't, I don't know. I mean, there was a case in Plymouth not very long ago, I think it was last year sometime, when three blokes were, I'm saying three, were dressed up for going to somewhere, and one of them got attacked, and it looks as though the others left him. But we wouldn't have let that happen. Mm.
So there was a genuine comradeship.
Yeah. And I don't think the sort of general, I don't think outside the comradeship is there like it was in the forces, but I think that is general rather than just the army thing.
Do you think the army treated you well?
Well, I suppose so. Really, I mean, I think it depends on the sort of the person concerned. Yeah, nothing to complain about.
Do you get a pension?
No.
No.
No, I didn't.
Do you think you should? I mean,
No, I don't. I don't think so, really. I mean, it's all right. I suppose I did 7.5 years. It's not. I suppose if you did 7.5 years in an ordinary job at that time, you wouldn't have got a pension anyway. I mean, now you do. I agree, but maybe these days they need to have some sort of, you know, backup. But I mean, I didn't miss it at all. Mm. Miss it.
You're glad you went to war.
Oh, I think so. But I've always said yes. I'm glad I did what I did. But I wouldn't like any of my, well, my son is a bit old now anyway, I think. But you know, I wouldn't like any of my family or have to do it.
Why not? Because of the danger.
Yes,
but you didn't think about that at the time.
No. Well, no. It was a job.
Yeah. Right. Anything else that you? I'm sure there's lots of things.
Well, probably, but. No, there's nothing. Nothing.
Okay, Kenneth New, end of reel 3. Thank you very much indeed. Thank you.
Thank you.